Do you buy into one team being able to have a psychological edge over another? Do you buy into that?
No. Every game is its own game. It's its own, individual, like, identity, its own entity. So you have to prepare the same way. You have to, treat it as if, treat it like a brand new game. You know, obviously, we're going to see some familiar faces. We know one another. But, you know, having a psychological edge, it's the NFL. Yeah. So everybody's going to be out there competing to win. So we just have to come ready to go, prepare the way that we need to prepare to be in order to win Monday night.
But with that said, though, I mean, you know you're going to get their best shot on Monday.
You're always going to get everybody's best shot in this league, absolutely.
Never 3rd-and-1. Is that a mentality? I mean, when's the last time you didn't pick up 3rd-and-1? Do you know?
I don't. You know, it's just we know how important it is to move drives collectively. So, whether it's 3rd-and-short, 3rd-and-long, you know, we – our job is to execute as players out there on the field in order to keep the drive moving. So.
Do you really thrive on that, though? That moves the chains. It keeps you on the field.
I mean, every time you have an opportunity to be in the football game, you want to thrive on that opportunity. So, absolutely.
Robert, what ways has this team improved from the team we saw the opening week in L.A.?
Well, we're just getting better. We're more disciplined than we were at the start of the season. We're executing a lot better offensively. We just have to continue that each and every week.
Rob, do you
see the young guys starting to grow up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's some things, obviously, that they still make mistakes on. But what you're seeing, this season in comparison into last is, especially on defense, a lot of those guys are making plays, you know, getting the ball, getting some turnovers and things like that. So, we've got some really good young guys on this football team who are growing each and every week.
How convenient is it for Jacoby to have that Seattle game under his belt, primetime road atmosphere?
Well, you know, Jacoby's been a part of some primetime games prior to that game in his career. So he has some familiarity with it. It wasn't anything new for him. The only thing new was obviously the offensive system and team. But he handled it very well. You know, obviously we didn't come out on top the way we wanted to in that game, but we did get better, we did improve, and we did learn a lot from watching that film. And here we are sitting at 2-3, getting ready to go on the road to, play another big game.
In 3 of the next 4 AFC South games, is it kind of quarter number 2, so to speak, of this season, even though I know we're through 5 games, but I know 3 of the next 4 are really going to count here.
Yeah, I mean, really, the second quarter of the season started last week. Our goal was to go 1-0 for the second quarter. Obviously, our goal now is to go 2-0 and see what we can do out of the next 4 games, which will then end the half of the season. Right now, we're just focused on Monday night and preparing for this team. They have a great team, good defense, great running game. Obviously, we know they got a really, really good quarterback who can do a multitude of things offensively, and so this is going to be huge. Today's a huge day with our preparation.
Playing on Monday night. How excited do you get about playing on Monday night? What's your memories of that?
It's
watching it on TV and all that.
Yeah, no, I remember the song, the intro song, and being in the Bay Area, being a 49er fan, and Jerry Rice being the Mr. Monday Night. I used to kind of get excited about those games and dream about being a part of it someday in my life. So, you know, here I am. I've been very blessed to be a part of not only Monday nights, but a lot of different primetime games here in year 6 of my career. So it's a great opportunity to, play the game that I love and play great.
Do some guys relish that spotlight more than others, or is that just team-wide where you see everybody pregame pretty much as jacked as they can be?
Maybe. You know, there's some guys who get a little bit more because it's prime time. Some guys are just like, man, it's another, another day at the office, just like any other game. For me, that's how it is because they're all championship opportunity games, regardless of whether it's on national TV or not, more than likely if you're a football fan, you're going to see at least the highlights of the games that happen on Sunday. And so it just happens to be, Monday night for us, televised all over the world. So, it's a great opportunity to make a lot of plays, shine bright under the bright lights, and more importantly, get a win.